Amelia.
Tom.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. Let me just type in my week here so I can take my notes. 23.
Okay.
April.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm good. I'll be honest. Like, I think I lost a little bit of momentum. I realized that I told you last week, we talked about keeping the calendar full and following up and, like, doing my calls, and I haven't done it. I was sick a little bit, and I think that's my excuse, but I've lost a little bit of the momentum. It's interesting, it shocks me because I really enjoy doing that, but at the same time I feel like I've been really busy. So I'm busy doing stuff that I shouldn't necessarily be doing, right? So I need a little guidance to reorient and get back on the wagon, I guess. Is that the phrase?
Yeah. Get back on the horse or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's see what you have been doing. Maybe it's important.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up my calendar. Pull it up. And I realize I haven't even been sending you the weekly updates. I'm terrible. All right. So, okay. So I have actually had lunches every day. Okay. So,
okay.
Yeah, here's what I've been doing. So I have this new family client. And they could be anywhere from 2 to 20 million in assets, to be determined. And part of that variance is due to the fact that they want to do hard money lending. They're attracted by the return. So I've made some introductions to them in that space, and I've done a phone call, and I had a breakfast meeting with the client and the people I'm introducing to kind of like do the handoff, you know, a warm intro. The breakfast is actually very useful because the guy I introduced this client to is a multi-centimillionaire, a good friend of our family, and who knows, he's kind of the guy, like, if you can get a meeting with him, you never say no. I've had a couple of wholesaler meetings. I've done some financial advisor calls for the month. But I'll tell you, I have been spending time with this family, introducing them to the hard money lenders and to investment bankers. So that's what I have been doing. I've had a call a day for that for the past, I've had 5 calls. And so I think that there's 2 things I think about that. First, I was making the introduction so I felt it was necessary to be on the call. And then second, I don't think I'll have to do that anymore because I've made the introduction and now I've done the handoff, right?
What?
Pretty much that's been taking up time. And last week I had 1, 2, 3 prospect meetings, a client lunch, I had a prospect meeting that got moved, and I was sick for 2 days. So maybe it's more, I mean, it's definitely...
What about the wholesaler meetings? What were those for?
So I had 2 wholesaler meetings. One with a fund that I use, but that was in office. And the other was lunch with Pioneer Investments. And I have, like, tens and tens of millions of dollars with them. And the Pioneer meeting, I usually do not even talk to wholesalers, but my relationship with Pioneer is special for 2 reasons. A, because they do manage a lot of money for me. 3 reasons. 2, I used to work there, so I know a lot of the portfolio managers. And 3, I want them to pay for me to go up to Boston to do kind of yearly meet with their portfolio managers, and I'm going to use that trip to prospect those portfolio managers to private equity. I guess the activity hasn't been horrible, but it's not at the level I'd like it to be. And so I need to be focused. Yeah, I spent half a day at school. I spent half a day at my kid's school for something. I've had a couple of doctor's appointments. I've been sick, so maybe, I don't know.
Nothing serious.
It's just, you know, I skipped 2 days of work.
Yeah.
I hate doing, but I was sick. I like, looked and sounded horrible.
Well, you can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
You just get well, and, you know, you get well, and you get well, right? You just can't fix that. Okay, so what are the projects that you neglected because of that?
I have not reached out to my whale to see when he's going to be in New York City. That was a big bad thing that I didn't do.
Okay.
So I actually have that on my to-do list for tomorrow. Why tomorrow and not today? I don't know, Rob, but I... I don't know, it feels more comfortable to do it on a Tuesday. I have not followed up with my other whale, the tax attorney who's making me a huge introduction. I have that on my to-do list for tomorrow.
Okay. So that's the young lady from South America thing?
Yes. I did, however, implement a new client's portfolio, so that'll go from just being assets to revenue. I did do that in the past week. That was actually more work than I thought it would be.
That's money, though, right?
That's money, yeah. That is a good use of time. I've been faffing about. I haven't been as disciplined, really. If I'm looking at my little calendar, I just haven't been as disciplined.
So you must feel safer then.
Yeah, but I don't want to feel safe. I think that's a bad place to be.
Well, it is, but it is what it is, right? You feel safer, so therefore you didn't do the things that put you at risk.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you chose safety over growth.
Mm. Okay, so we have to fix the orientation back to growth.
Yeah, I don't want it to be fear-based. I want it to be growth for the goodness of growth and for the fun of growth. But there is a reality that there is, you know, sometimes there is a healthy kind of fear of, you know, we work out for all the good reasons. We're happy when we work out. We get the endorphins. But we also know long-term, if we don't work out, it may lead to health issues.
Is that
fear? I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just being smart, right? It's hard to say whether that's choosing growth over fear or fear over growth. I don't know. The reality is we're all subject to some degree of fear. We can use it in our favor. We can use it against ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I would just suggest that I just think that you have found a magic elixir that has made you happy.
And I think I'm not as happy now that I'm not doing the reaching out.
Right. Okay. So 2 days are off because of that. So one of the ways to do this is time blocking. So how are you doing on that? I mean, you said Tuesday you're calling this guy and Tuesday you're calling this guy. Is that your prospecting day or is that your...
Every day is a prospecting day.
No, that's right. But you also set up appointments in your own brain or on paper, right?
Yeah.
So have you not set enough appointments for yourself to do activities? You need to time block your calendar better.
Yeah, I do. Better time blocking, okay.
You see what I'm saying? You've got those appointments listed, but you didn't have other things listed, right? So you didn't do them.
Yeah. Yeah. Add in tariff. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, one of the greatest things about Supernova is that because you organize your day, you eliminate your ability to waste time. We're all going to waste time if given the opportunity.
Right, it's human nature. We shouldn't, don't feel guilty about that,
Yeah, so what you want to do is go give yourself, the idle mind is the devil's playground.
Right.
Your problem is you don't have your day scheduled tight enough to keep the results to your liking.
You're absolutely right. And I'm looking at my calendar now, and I see, for example, Thursday and Friday of this week, I don't have anything. And so, literally free days. That's terrible.
Okay. All right. So how did that happen, that you don't have those days organized?
Yeah. It happened because I didn't make phone calls or send out emails to book breakfasts and lunch for those days. It's that simple.
The question is, why didn't you do that?
Why didn't I do that? I think because I felt too safe.
Yeah. And to me, you need to spend more time filling in the blank on your calendar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and then you've got to get some way for you to... you got to create the personal trainer thing. It's not good enough that it's just me, okay? Because you can see the gaps are too big, and you didn't email me, so I'm not there to box you when you don't show up.
Oh, that's another, that's exactly it. I'm allowing myself, I just figured it out. Yeah, I don't have... How interesting is it that the feedback loop I've eliminated, so neither you nor Nico are holding me accountable because I'm not allowing you to. I'm not letting you know what's going on. And then I'm not holding myself accountable. So the mechanisms that I had put in place to keep me making calls, I fully sabotaged
them. So you think that's an accident that happened?
No. I think I don't think it's an accident at all. I think I'll tell you what I think I did. I think I was feeling a little burned out, which is why I got sick.
Okay, well that's fair. Then that needs to be part of your calendar then.
What needs to be part of my calendar?
Keeping yourself from being burned out. Yeah, what right. makes you Meaning, remember Jim Lehrer in his book, I don't know if you've had a chance to read it, but you need to.
What's his book called?
The Power of Full Engagement.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so in order to have ideal performance state, what do we need?
You'll tell me.
We need ideal recovery state.
Okay.
All right, so ideal recovery state is the proper amount of sleep, exercise, and diet.
Yeah.
You're well, you've got to think of yourself as either a great computer or a horse that's worth $40 million or, I like the horse analogy. It's not very flattering, but it's a nice analogy because it's because they are worth $450 million. So we don't keep them out all night. We don't pour liquor down their throats. We feed them the right food. We make sure they're exercised. We make sure that they get the right sleep. And we take incredible care of them because they're worth $50 million. Well, so are you.
Right, and I think that I was trying to just do too much, like work out too much, work out twice a day, go out, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And on top of that, my husband travels, so, you know, I get home at 7 and I'm exhausted and I've got to, like, be a mom for a couple hours. And I think it just all added up. So I think you're right. I think I could book relaxation into the calendar. During the day. Yeah, I'm like, at the office.
Right. During the day, you need to break from your work. I mean, that's why those stand-up desks are great. That's why walking around is good. Drinking water. You know, smoke breaks are the perfect idea as long as you don't smoke.
Yeah.
10
minutes and, yeah,
I
totally agree.
Okay. Even 10 minutes. You know, walk around, go outside, walk. Everybody says, why are you at my desk? I say, that's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Go give yourself a break. Change your mind. Look around. Smell the roses, you know. Go look at the ocean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a minute to enjoy yourself for 20 minutes, half hour, an hour, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And then during the day, you know, and those, you know, you take 30 minutes with a client. You do the executive summary of the call. You prepare for your next call, and then you've got 10 minutes. Get up, walk around, you know, take a break, walk around your office, get some water, eat a little snack. You have a half an apple or something, you know.
Right.
Apple and some peanut butter, perfect snack.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I just book it in.
Right, and book it in. And so you can become more and more and more of a fanatic on your calendar. Now, you need a trainer. You need somebody to check on you. All right? So you need to have your assistant. You need to have Nico. You need to email me. You need to do things to force yourself
to get
that feedback loop so that you don't have to do it all on your own. Okay, so you got to beg him to check up on you.
Yeah.
Pay him to check up on you.
All right, I like that. That makes me feel good. It doesn't scare me. And in fact, it makes me feel a little calmer because I think that I'm like taking like little mini breaks. At least I have been for the past couple of weeks, taking like little mini breaks all the time because I'm not focused and I'm like, oh, I'm so tired or whatever.
Right, right. And you're not getting, see, the endorphins, when you make these calls and it works and you get appointments,
yeah,
that kicks in endorphins. It makes you feel good. You need
Yeah, and actually I had lunch with somebody today who's on my personal board of directors. He's actually a UBS private wealth advisor, but I've known him for ages. And I left that meeting, and I had, like, 3 actionable ideas. And, you know, I share with him the things about my business model and how things are going. Like, I trust him. And he is the kind of guy you would love to work with. I mean, he's just phenomenal. He's like a Forbes top 100, a Barron's. He's on the Barron's list. He's fantastic. And I left and I had 3 things I needed to do, and you know what? I did them all. Because
good.
I felt so good. So I think that I need to create more of that. And now talking to you, I feel good. So I'm going to, like, you know. Yeah. I think what I do. Sorry.
All right, so here's what you do. You schedule an appointment during the week with Nico.
Yeah.
Okay? Whether it's a phone appointment or in-person meeting, whatever. You can't have a 5-day gap, right?
No, that's it. Yeah. Eliminate the gap. Yeah.
Right. Five days better than 30 days.
Yeah. Yeah, but literally it's been 2 weeks since we've spoken, and I'm looking at the calendar, and I've had no one to kind of, yeah, I mean, I've been doing some of these meetings as I described you, but other than that, there hasn't been anyone to kind of, you know, keep a check on me. And I need that.
Right. Right. So do it such that they can't email me.
Yes.
Email Nico. Have an appointment with him. If you can't make it, you leave the document or you leave the email for him that you need for yourself. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So you're not dependent on me or him, but they're your personal trainer to remind you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't show up, you're showing up.
Right.
Meaning you got that appointment and it's for real. And you got to be there, and if the trainer doesn't show up, you're still going to work out because you showed up, right?
Right.
So that's what you need to do with Nico, and you can't see I'm disappointed because Nico's busy or he's out of town. No, you still send him the stuff, or you drop it on his desk, and you send it to me, okay? And you send it to me, and you just say, okay, it isn't negotiable.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is, in the end, it's all going to all be about you.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, if you need to, do this with somebody else in the office.
Yeah, I wanted to do it with also Busso. He's kind of the head of the group I'm in. But he's too old. Like, he's not...
Right. You need a young person that's, you know,
yeah.
One of the people
Yeah, I'm gonna make Abe my guy. See, A, he understands Supernova. B, he's younger. We get along great. That's it. Okay, I'm gonna list Abe.
Right.
Yeah.
Alright. So it's just, you know, to train for a marathon, you cannot train for a marathon by yourself.
No, it's really.
And I ride the island. It's 6:25, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, with my buddy, okay?
Yeah.
And come hell or high water, we're out there on the bike. Rain, cold, miserable, dark, we're still on the bike. And does that pay off every day? No, but it pays off over the years. We've been doing it for 12 years. So... people say, Rob, you're in shape. Well, I'm not in shape because Rob isn't disciplined than anybody else. Rob just has rituals, see?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rituals,
I'd let my rituals go.
Right. And you need other people to make you be your best.
I do.
So admit it, line it up, and just, you know, say, look, I can be better than I am, but I need your help.
Okay.
Because we're all fallible human beings. We'll all go back to where you're going. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's classic, right? We all backslide, and then the advantage is you have me, you have Nico, and you have people that care about you, and you care about yourself. And so
yeah.
We have this conversation, and this is a great conversation, by the way.
Yeah. It's a little weird to think you're really dying.
No. The conversation that I wouldn't like is that you told me everything was great and you lied to me.
Oh, I would never do that. God.
Right. Well, but people do. And then I coach them for the second round and they finally pass up. And literally, I coach them a year later and start over again because they really... They didn't do it. They basically told me a lie.
It's not very smart.
And you wouldn't believe how many people literally do that.
I totally would, because I studied psychology, and I'm very into understanding like decision and kind of biases, like thought biases. So I totally believe it's a lot of people. Totally. And it's like
they don't want to. Yeah, they don't want to disappoint me, you know, so they lie. They lie a little bit. You know, they lie a little bit, and then they lie a little more, and then they lie a little more. They don't think it's lying. They just, not quite telling me the truth, you know. So is
right.
that lying? You know?
It's enough.
It's lying. Yeah, it's lying to yourself is what it is.
Yeah.
And then you lie to yourself. Yeah, and when you lie to yourself, the problem is it affects your own self-image. So why do you think people are so much more confident when they do supernova than before they did supernova? It's a weird thing. I mean, it completely transforms some people. There you go. I mean, it's just really interesting, right? So what is it that does that from a psychological point of view? I mean, it's the confidence that they can give the biggest clients in the world a great service experience, and they get that great feedback loop from their clients.
Right.
When they introduce it, the clients say, this is fabulous. So maybe for the first time, they're overtly telling the FA that this is fabulous, because they don't say that when you hand them a portfolio review.
No.
You know, they don't. They just say, oh, good, we beat the S&P, so it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But they're not like, oh, this is great, you know? How many times do you get that feedback?
So
they love Supernova, the service piece, but if they don't engage in the acquisition piece, they never get to the result. So therefore, the activity becomes negligible. They just stop engaging it. You know? Because they don't give it the effort and the time that it needs. It needs great. And look at you. You had great feedback. But it still wasn't enough to make sure you did it constantly.
Right. And I feel bad about that. It's interesting. I feel really guilty about that. But I also think it's like a little bit of human nature. And I think it's a little bit of, like, I saw some success. And I was like, well, what's driving the success, really, you know? And I think it's all very natural. But now I'm, like, not as happy. I'm just not as happy because I'm not doing the things that I enjoy doing and I know I should be doing.
Right. So you need to, and that's where that game board or scoreboard, you know, the game board is a giving board, keeping track of that, making it visible. Now, you can do that on your calendar. That's your game board.
Yeah.
It needs to be filled.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I've seen it in the past couple of weeks and noticed. I'm like, I'm tired, you know?
Yeah.
So part of that game board needs to include stuff so that I'm not tired.
All right, so one of the greatest ideas that we came up with was the concierge enthusiastically endorsed group of professionals, trusted professionals, that were all literally concierge level.
Right.
Okay. So the question is, how much progress have we made on that?
None.
All right. Now, agree or disagree with me that is a brilliant idea.
Oh, totally agree. But you know what? I haven't been putting it on my to-do list. And for me, it's not on the to-do list. It doesn't happen.
All right, so here's the key. Right? Each one of those people on that list that are concierge quality and agree to do this have to be trusted. And by the way, to put somebody in this loop as a client, they have to be a good person. No jerks allowed. Even though they might be a billionaire,
no
jerks allowed.
Don't care.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay? So it's not only good people that qualify, which is going to be a limited number, but they have to be good people. Okay? Now, here's the second part.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do business with you.
Yeah, they have to do business with me.
Okay.
It's got to be reciprocal.
Yeah, they've got to do business with you personally. It has to be clients.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, now maybe the hairdresser doesn't have the money, but if they're the best in Florida, best in the country, they probably should, right?
They should be good.
Have the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd have the money. She literally has the number one person in each of these areas. They have the money.
Of course. I love that idea. Okay. It's on my to-do list.
Okay, so that's another. It's a wonderful prospecting, but it's also... Now, you need to meet... So you haven't met with the attorney or the CPA that sent you this opportunity, right? I don't know.
He was teaching to be full disclosure. He's been teaching. The CPA's been teaching for the past 2 weeks, so he hasn't been in the office. So he's back today. So I figure I'd give him a day, and then I'm going to call him tomorrow.
Okay. So what's he been teaching? Does he teach at university?
Let me check. Yeah, he teaches university, and he's an accountant, so he's probably teaching accounting.
Interesting.
I know. I'm curious about it, because it's tax time. That's why he'd be
late. Right.
Well, right.
That's pretty crazy. So he is not a client, though, right?
No, not yet. My goal is to make him a client.
Absolutely, okay. All right, so that's still pending. Okay. Yeah, we got to get some progress in these projects, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
How's the portfolio of artificial intelligence and robotic stocks?
Yeah, thanks for sending over the Merrill one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the question is, you know, where's your confidence level on that?
That's a great question. The truth is I haven't done anything with it. What I need to do is actually call the team that created the portfolio and talk to them about it. So on my to-do list, check those on my to-do list. AI portfolio chat. Yeah. It was on my list, and then I kind of never did it. Like, I gave myself a week, and I didn't do it, and it dropped off last week. So I need to do that, because that I can give to other people.
Well, let's just visualize 5 years from now. You know, what's the world like? What's changed? And what will that portfolio look like 5 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a company called BOX Box.
Yeah, I know them well.
Cloud computing, artificial intelligence stock, and they were just, there's a conference going on right now, and one of the keynote speakers got up and said, I think Box is the most undervalued of the artificial intelligence stocks. And I think it's going to be worth 10 times what it's worth now.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, that's saying a lot.
So this is what I'm envisioning these companies being worth 10 times what they're worth in five years. Is that too long for you to wait? For 10 times your money?
No.
Okay. That's a question you want to ask your client.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, what
is the area where you're going to be able to achieve 10 times your money? And there's only a couple areas. And that's biotechnology. And artificial intelligence and robotics.
Absolutely.
I mean, cloud computing would probably be the third, but that's going to intersect with artificial intelligence and robotics to the point where they're not going to be able to tell the difference.
Yeah.
Okay. So having a portfolio of 8 to 10 stocks in that area, maybe 20 if you want to diversify. But the point is, putting $5 million into, you know, 20 stocks will protect you.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a downturn, you're going to get slammed. Okay?
Yeah.
And you've got to know that. And that's what happened in my biotechnology. But, you know, I got 8, 10 times my money on those stocks. And so that's what you, mentally, you've got to get in your head.
Yeah, that there's going to be that kind of volatility, yeah. And that's okay.
Right. This is a fourth industrial revolution. It's going to sneak up on everybody. Not the visionaries, but others. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be like, why didn't I buy Amazon? What was wrong with me?
Right.
Why couldn't I see this? And the reason is, you weren't a risk taker. You didn't have the courage. You didn't take the time to study it. It becomes quite obvious to those. If you think of buying the companies and not buying the stock market, you can do an awful lot better mentally doing this.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So
we're going to invest in these companies, and we're going to have lots of volatility between now and 60 months from now. But at the end of that time, we're going to look at these. In the meantime, you know, we'll do some tax loss swapping, things like that. But in reality, we're going to stay in these type of companies for the next 5 years.
Right.
And at the end, we're going to have some that are incredible and some that are going to not have done well at all. But we'll have done overall in the portfolio dramatically better than the market. Because we have the courage to take the risk. And when are you going to do it? Today? Tomorrow? You're going to wait?
What am I waiting for?
Right. Exactly. You know, Box has been very volatile. It goes up and down. You know, it was 17, 18, 22. But, you know, it's 22 now. It's not like it's, you know, 50. It's right where it was. So you're only 2 points off the high.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you're 2 points, you know, I was buying around 20, now it's 22, so what? You know, go back to 20 sometime here. You can either buy it now, or buy it at 20, or buy some more at 18, but it's going to be 200, you know? So that's the kind of, to me, you want to have some of these stocks in there, not just Rockwell Automation, you know. Not just some of the big ones. You want some of the small ones, because they're the ones that are going to give you the leverage in the portfolio. Oh, I mean, you got to like this stuff. You know, you can't do that if you don't like it.
Right, and I think that I want to spend more time on the investing, and so I need to look at it. It comes down to time blocking. I need to look it in the calendar, like put an hour in and say, okay, this is what I'm going to like understand this portfolio and talk to the team who's running it and all of that. It just needs to be put in the calendar. That's the message that I'm hearing.
Right.
Like, because I love this stuff.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, that's why I still have a, you know, biotechnology, and I have a portfolio for that, too. I'm interested in that stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, AstraZeneca, about a 4% yield, and has just got FDA approval on another drug. They have a drug for my CLL that I have. Doesn't have the side effects. It doesn't have the side effects of the other drugs, so that's why I'm buying AstraZeneca, but they just also came through with another approval on another drug, so they have a pretty healthy pipeline. London-based.
I covered biotech. I love biotech.
Okay, so, you know, I think you can comfortably build a, you know, a nice portfolio around
those ideas.
Around AstraZeneca and those ideas. I've got some others, but, you know, I think that's, you know, when you're getting four, see, when I was buying them, none of them paid dividends, right? Now they're paying 4%.
Yeah.
You know, people still won't buy it.
People are scared of biotech. People are very scared of biotech.
Right.
But as long as you understand the risk, then it can and if you have a diverse portfolio, it's not like you're investing solely in AstraZeneca. It's definitely something you need to have, you know, 20, 30, 40 stocks, you know.
So you build your, what's happened is with the cloud, artificial intelligence, the mapping of the human genome, you've got all of a sudden this explosion in your ability to do research. So it's happening at light speed compared to, you know, taking 10 years to do something, they can do it in 6 months and less. And so the pace of change is dramatically changing in the biotechnology. So it's a part of this artificial intelligence.
Absolutely.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's all kind of connected.
And it's exciting. And it's a great way to draw people in.
Don't you think? I mean, it's not just asset allocation. I'm sorry. I just, you know.
No, and I love asset allocation, but sometimes people want exciting stuff.
They want a story. They want to know that you know something. Plus, when you get to know these companies, all of them become prospects.
I know. Oh, that reminds me. Yeah, I need to. Yeah, there's some follow up I need to do. Follow up, Estee Lauder. Yeah, and then follow up MasterCard. Yeah, sorry. There's two people I need to follow up with to get in front of. Women, executive women in two large organizations here in Miami. All right, this is good. I feel motivated. I almost wanted to cancel this morning because I was like, I don't have anything to talk to them about except for the fact that I'm like not motivated. Not doing what I know I need to do. But I'm glad I kept it because now I feel like I have that spark again. Like, I feel like we lit a fire under my pussy, and now I'm like, okay, I know what to do.
We're all the same. We all are human beings. We're all pleasure seekers. We all avoid conflict. We all avoid, you know, we're all fear based. It's just our own ability to know that,
right,
and to overcome it and laugh at ourselves when we catch ourselves being ourselves, you know.
Being human
and not being our best selves. And not getting mad at ourselves, but laugh at ourselves and say, there you go again, shirking your duty.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we have this frank discussion because it helps.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the if, you know, if you have enough bilateral contracts with people like Nico, myself, Abe, You can't wiggle out of it then. It's harder. You know, you're not going to let us all down. And so,
yeah.
So you're not going to let yourself down. And I'm not saying that. That's what we all do. You know, we all wiggle out of this stuff when we try. But, you know,
yeah.
the more we have friends that we agree we're going to meet at 6:30 and bike,
the more we're going to bike.
Better people we're going to be, right?
Yeah, I agree.
All right,
I'm going to take a little break and then I'm going to get back at it.
Good for you. Good for you. Have fun and laugh at yourself and me.
We're
very funny. We're human.
Yeah. I'm not going to feel guilty for being a human.
No. And you're doing great. Look, I mean, you're a week off path. Who cares?
Yeah.
Back on the path. It isn't how long you're off, how long you It's how quickly you get back on the path. That's the key.
You're right.
Back you get off. Back you get off is fine. The question is how long you're going to stay off. Because of me, it's 2 weeks. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, and so, you know, make it so it's a week. Make it so it's 3 days.
Yeah, I got this.
That's the key, all right?
Super. Thanks, Rob. Take care.
Okay, you too, buddy.
Bye.